WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Patrick Lavery.
What's his name?
Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer, has been found guilty on all counts in the death of George Floyd. Floyd's family in Houston, as you heard just there, erupting in cheers and chants after the verdict is read by Judge Peter Cahill on Tuesday.
We, the jury, in the above entitled matter as to count one, unintentional second-degree murder while committing a felony, find the defendant guilty.
Chauvin, as you know by now, was seen in cell phone video streamed around the world with his knee dug into Floyd's neck for more than 9 minutes. Prosecutors said that knee killed Floyd. Chauvin has maintained his innocence. The defense is expected to appeal. Governor Phil Murphy late Tuesday responding to the Derek Chauvin verdict, his statement saying, in short, George Floyd should be alive today, and that his murder is a painful reminder that inequality has deep roots in American history. Murphy adding, we must be resolute in our fight for justice in the face of this trying moment. New Jersey PBA President Patrick Colligan, in a statement released via Twitter, says the murder of George Floyd ran counter to the deeds put forward by so many good men and women in law enforcement every single day. He had said at the time of the killing last year that Derek Chauvin's actions were contrary to police training in New Jersey. Days after calling up the National Guard, fearing the worst, Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota addressing his state after the Chauvin conviction.
It's an important step towards justice for Minnesota. Trial's over, but here in Minnesota, I want to be very clear. We know our work just begins. This is the floor, not the ceiling of where we need to get to.
More reaction from New Jersey and beyond coming up. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 802. Fast traffic is next.
Time to win up to $10,000 with the Jersey Cash Code Contest on New Jersey 101.5. On your smartphone, open the NJ 101.5 app. Click on Win Cash and enter this hour's code word.
This hour's cash code is Dove. D-O-V-E. Dove.
Your next chance to win cash happens in 60 minutes at 9 a.m. with the $10,000 Jersey Cash Code on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 804. New Jersey 101.5 Fast Traffic.
Route 78 eastbound side, delays in toward exit 33-36. Earlier problem still being cleared from the right lane with an overturned vehicle. The Garden State Parkway is good north of exit 63. Earlier problems 528 Cedar Bridge Avenue at Lakewood cleared by the airport. Route 28 eastbound side by RVCC at Branchburg. It's water main brake repairs. Stay with Route 22 there. We've got a good ride on the turnpike north of 7A. No problems on 287. 25 with the GW Bridge and Holland Tunnel, Lincoln Tunnel 10 to 15. Bob Williams, New Jersey Traffic north.
Jill Meyer, New Jersey traffic south. It's tough right now at the turnpike southbound at exit 2 and down to the John Fenwick service area. That's where left lane road work prevails. Mount Laurel, you have delays at 73 at Church in towards 295. 42 northbound is slow at exit 13 at Route 55 up towards the 295 area. New Jersey fast traffic every 15 minutes. Next report, 818 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 8:05. Is the Chauvin verdict a panacea for systemic racism? Not by a long shot, says Jersey U.S. Senator Cory Booker, adding, we must change the system, complacency, and our laws. Booker is a co-author of the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act, the passage of which President Biden advocated for in his remarks on Tuesday. The attorney for George Floyd's family, Ben Crump, spoke in Minneapolis after the verdict, thanking Minnesota prosecutors and calling for the conclusion of this case to be a turning point for the fight against racism in the U.S.
We frame this moment for all of us, not just for George Floyd. This is a victory for those who champion humanity over inhumanity.
Now, there have been some complaints about policing in New Jersey after a viral video appears to show Perth Amboy police officers confiscating bicycles from a group of teens, using as their justification the need for the juveniles to have licenses for the bikes. One teen is seen being handcuffed. There were multiple videos from the scene, and you can see them at NJ1015.com. Get the latest Jersey news on your schedule on demand. Go to NJ1015.com/podcasts. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 8:06. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's New Jersey forecast next.
Jersey news and Jersey views live here.
New Jersey 101.
The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 8:09. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
Clouds on the increase this morning, but so far so good. We'll see highs in the mid-60s come lunchtime today. However, this afternoon, things will turn a bit turbulent with a line of strong to severe thunderstorms sweeping through the state from west to east. 1, 2, 3 o'clock, expect a brief period of gusty winds, frequent lightning, and heavy rain throughout the state. Then tonight, temperatures take a tumble, lows in the 30s with a freeze likely away from the coast. Tomorrow, a chilly breeze continues, highs only around 50 with mostly sunny skies. Better on Friday as highs pop back into the lower 60s. New Jersey weather made possible by VCS Software. New Jersey police officers, listen up. If you're a POS customer, and most of you are, you need to check out Jobs for Blue. Jobs for Blue pays officers up front every time and is New Jersey's best choice for outsourcing extra duty. Book your demo today at jobsforblue.com. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrell on the Town Square Weather Network on New Jersey 101.5.
Flemington 54 degrees, Mullica Hill 59, Rahway 52. New Jersey 101.5 is your COVID-19 vaccination information station. Go to nj1015.com/coronavirus to find out how you can make an appointment and for a list of vaccination sites in your area, only at nj1015.com/coronavirus.
New Jersey 101.5.